Nashville's public school district has denied almost every charter school that's wanted to open in recent years, and it's likely that this year the trend will continue. Administrators have reviewed the only charter application that came in and told board members this week they recommend denying it. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
District officials criticized the proposal from the nonprofit Rethink Forward, saying it wasn't specific enough and the financial model was incomplete. If the school board agrees with the recommendation, this would be a clear contrast from the days of consistent growth. Between 2011 and 2014, the board approved 19 applications. Dennis Queen heads the charter school office within MNPS and says it's not that the district doesn't want any anymore. They're just being more selective. In addition to making sure the application is sound, he says, they're also looking for innovation.
What we don't want to do are continue to approve applications who come in and do no more than what a traditional school does.
A winning application might bring a performing arts program to a neighborhood that lacks one, or experiment with a practice that the district might want to replicate.
We're trying to be very intentional, very strategic, because in the early days, it was kind of haphazard, and that was across the country.
Queen says to be more strategic, his office plans to start soliciting applications around what the district thinks it's missing, in the hopes that an aspiring charter will pop up and fill the gap. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.